Chapter 8. In the third year of the kingship of Belshazzar the king, there was a vision that appeared to me, even me, Daniel, after the one appearing to me at the start. And I began to see in the vision, and it came about, while I was seeing, that I was in Shushan the castle, which is in Elam, the jurisdictional district. And I proceeded to see in the vision, and I myself happened to be by the watercourse of Ulai. When I raised my eyes, then I saw, and look, a ram standing before the watercourse, and it had two horns. And the two horns were tall, but the one was taller than the other, and the taller was the one that came up afterward. I saw the ram making thrusts to the west and to the north and to the south, and no wild beasts kept standing before it, and there was no one doing any delivering out of its hand, and it did according to its will, and it put on great airs. And I, for my part, kept on considering, and look, there was a male of the goats coming from the sunset upon the surface of the whole earth, and it was not touching the earth. And as regards the he-goat, there was a conspicuous horn between its eyes. And it kept coming all the way to the ram possessing the two horns, which I had seen standing before the watercourse, and it came running toward it in its powerful rage. And I saw it coming into close touch with the ram, and it began showing bitterness toward it, and it proceeded to strike down the ram and to break its two horns, and there proved to be no power in the ram to stand before it. So it threw it to the earth and trampled it down, and the ram proved to have no deliverer out of its hand. And the male of the goats, for its part, put on great airs to an extreme. But as soon as it became mighty, the great horn was broken, and there proceeded to come up conspicuously four instead of it, toward the four winds of the heavens. And out of one of them there came forth another horn, a small one, and it kept getting very much greater toward the south, and toward the sun rising, and toward the decoration. And it kept getting greater all the way to the army of the heavens, so that it caused some of the army and some of the stars to fall to the earth, and it went trampling them down. And all the way to the prince of the army it put on great airs, and from him the constant feature was taken away, and the established place of his sanctuary was thrown down. And an army itself was gradually given over, together with the constant feature, because of transgression, and it kept throwing truth to the earth, and it acted and had success. And I got to hear certain holy ones speaking, and another holy one proceeded to say to the particular one who was speaking, "How long will the vision be of the constant feature, and of the transgression causing desolation, to make both the holy place and the army things to trample on?" So he said to me, "Until 2,300 evenings and mornings, and the holy place will certainly be brought into its right condition." Then it came about that while I myself, Daniel, was seeing the vision and seeking an understanding, why, look, there was standing in front of me someone in appearance like an able-bodied man, and I began to hear the voice of an earthling man in the midst of the Ulai, and he proceeded to call out and say, "Gabriel, make that one there understand the thing seen." So he came beside where I was standing, but when he came I got terrified so that I fell upon my face, and he proceeded to say to me, "Understand, O son of man, that the vision is for the time of the end." And while he was speaking with me, I had become fast asleep on my face on the earth. So he touched me and made me stand up where I had been standing. And he went on to say, "Here I am causing you to know what will occur in the final part of the denunciation, because it is for the appointed time of the end. The ram that you saw possessing the two horns stands for the kings of Media and Persia, and the hairy he-goat stands for the king of Greece. And as for the great horn that was between its eyes, it stands for the first king. And that one having been broken, so that there were four that finally stood up instead of it, there are four kingdoms from his nation that will stand up, but not with his power. And in the final part of their kingdom, as the transgressors act to a completion, there will stand up a king fierce in countenance, and understanding ambiguous sayings. and his power must become mighty, but not by his own power. And in a wonderful way he will cause ruin, and he will certainly prove successful and do effectively, and he will actually bring mighty ones to ruin, also the people made up of the holy ones. And according to his insight, he will also certainly cause deception to succeed in his hand, and in his heart he will put on great airs, and during a freedom from care he will bring many to ruin. And against the Prince of Princes he will stand up, but it will be without hand that he will be broken. And the thing seen concerning the evening and the morning, which has been said, it is true. And you, for your part, keep secret the vision, because it is yet for many days. And as for me, Daniel, I felt exhausted, and was made sick for some days. Then I got up and did the work of the king. But I kept showing myself numbed on account of the thing seen, and there was nobody understanding it.